Can you hear us?
Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, everybody. God bless you. Before Deanne shares, I would like to start with Matthew 6:33. Jesus tells us to first seek the kingdom of God. And in Matthew 22:37, to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. And Paul tells us in Colossians 3:1, to seek those things which are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. And in Colossians 3:17, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God. It sounds so simple, but the world wants it to be hard for us. Throughout our day, we need to focus our thoughts on God, lifting the distractions that come about and just giving them to God. Our riches, our treasures, our victory is in the presence of God. So now, Deanne's going to share God's word, our beautiful sister.
Well, thank you, Clyde, and God bless you guys. I will actually be sharing or reading something that Clyde put together after Bob asked him if he would like to share about his book. And the scriptures that I'll be sharing are taken from the King James Bible, and there won't be time to have you turn to each one, so please just listen and enjoy. So this is it. First of all, thank you, Bob and Jeannie, and many thanks also to the Barnharts and Jan Majera. All of you have such a great love for our Father and His Word and His family. Thank you so much for your steadfast service to God that you provide to the saints week after week, year after year. All of your loving efforts are such a great blessing and will only be surpassed by Christ's return. Praise God. A few years ago, I started a study like many of us do. The study is entitled The Acceptable Year of Our Lord. It is based only on the scriptures and primarily pertains to the four gospels. I wanted to know more about the events that were taking place with Jesus Christ during his short but dynamic time as a man here on earth. Where were they taking place? When did they take place? It seemed that many of the events were the same, or were they? I couldn't find any books based on the acceptable year of our Lord, except for Walter Cumming's book, The Acceptable Year of the Lord. I found it to be a wonderful book with much research and information, but I needed something simpler for my simple mind. As the study progressed, I became more intimate with God, and He told me on more than one occasion to share this particular study with more than just my wife and kids. So I finished the study and had it published. My only desire is that God gets the glory. I give it to our Father, and I know He will place it where it needs to be. I have found that when we, as born-again believers, are working God's Word, or even just reading God's Word, we are revealing God's glory. We are manifesting God's glory, enjoying the presence of God in a very spiritually dynamic way. Jesus said to Martha about Lazarus, her brother, in John 11:40, "Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God?" We, God's children, are called to believe God's word, just like Martha. We can see and enjoy the presence of God every moment of the day. Praise God. Let me read some verses to you. Exodus 16:7a, "And in the morning, then you shall see the glory of the Lord." Exodus 16:10, "And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked towards the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. Leviticus 9:6. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded that you should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. Numbers 16:19. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. Deuteronomy 5:24. And ye said, behold, the Lord our God has showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God doth talk with man, and he liveth. I could go on and on and on with many more verses that confirm this one aspect of God's glory, that the glory of God is in his very presence. Let's take a look at some verses about Jesus Christ and God's glory or presence, God in Christ. John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus Christ held forth the glory of God in all his words and actions. He always did the Father's will. He knew God's presence was always with him. John 2:11. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Yes, Jesus Christ was revealing God in himself, and they believed. Today, we that have believed Romans 10:9 and 10 and have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior represent or reveal God to this world. We have God in Christ in us. Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Glory to glory? In just a few scriptures, we have seen that there are many levels of glory. The first glory begins with the knowledge of God through his word. We believe his word to another level of glory, and through God's grace and through his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, we advance to different levels of glory until the return of Christ, where we reach the ultimate eternal glory. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Wow, do you see the great revelation and comparison of how God sees us? Yes, he compares his Spirit in Christ in us to the creation of the heavens and earth. Let's hear that verse again. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's amazing. We have Christ in us. Colossians 3:4. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. 2 Thessalonians 2:14 says, whereunto you he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you see the glory to glory? Here is a portion of the record of Jesus Christ's prayer to his Abba Father not long before they took him away. John 17:1-5. These words spake Jesus and lifted his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. God's glory, God's presence, our fellowship with God, we should hunger for it. When we speak in a new tongue, we realize that it's from God. That's God's glory. When we hear God's word taught, and it's the same verse we've heard before, but God reveals something different or new about it, that's the glory of God. When we have a need and pray to Father, and he answers that prayer, that's the glory of God. God loves you. God is always with you. God is always present. Enjoy his presence. Be with God. That's the glory of God. God bless you all. And now we're going to play a song for your enjoyment.
Tried with all my might to be a better man. I know I lost that fight. Time and time again. There's nowhere left to go when you took me by the hand. And now from glory to glory, my life's been made to radiate a reflection of your Son. And here transformed through a great mystery, from glory to glory. Each day I see your grace like sunshine through the clouds. Mistakes I've made that you forgave. Everything looks different now. There was no way I could have known. Change my life this way. Now from glory to glory, my life's been made to radiate a reflection of your Son. Not mine.